From College Station and the Texas AgriLife Extension Service, this is your weekly 2-minute Texas Crop and Weather Report for January 24, 2012. Thanks to rain, more of Texas transitioned from exceptional to extreme drought, or from severe to moderate, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. But weekly on-the-ground reports from Texas AgriLife Extension Service agents still paint a mixed picture of the general agricultural situation. In Deaf Smith County, the Panhandle, Rick Aukerman reported that producers are revisiting planting grain sorghum instead of corn this year. Cotton plans are mixed, but generally plantings are expected to be up this year. But a lot will depend upon whether the area gets spring rains. Kevin Brindle, AgriLife Extension agent for Dickens County, east of Lubbock, said, "Where's the rain?" Kevin's statement was more of a complaint than a question, of course. The county had drier, windier, and warmer conditions most of the week. Cottonland was being prepared and ready for spring planting. Stephen Sparkman, AgriLife Extension agent for Hardeman County, northwest of Wichita Falls, reported that livestock producers there have been feeding hay and cutting herd numbers for about 15 months. The question is whether the cost of feeding hay is cheaper than replacing cattle sold during the drought. David Winkler, AgriLife Extension agent for Boss County, southwest of Fort Worth, reported an amazing 76 degrees on January 19th. "The warm weather is a lifesaver for the average cattleman in Boss County," he said, "as it was causing winter and annual grasses, to grow like gangbusters. After nearly 3 inches of rain 2 weeks ago in Kaufman County, east of Dallas, winter pastures looked fairly good," said Ralph Davis, "but there has been very little growth, with most ryegrass about 2 to 3 inches tall. Still, some producers see this as a good sign and were turning stock into graze." In Harrison County, northeast of Longview, the drought continues, reported Randy Reeves. "The recent rainfall a few weeks ago has done little to relieve the drought, and producers continued to search for sources of fairly good quality hay, which remained hard to find." This has been Robert Burns with AgriLife Communications.